CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor. The BBC headline tells the story. Iran protests. Authorities charge 1,000 people over Tehran unrest. I welcome Ahmad Obali of Gunaz TV, reporting to the people of Iran from the North American continent, and with very good information up to date on the scale of the protest, 40 days plus. Ahmad, the news here is alarming, especially for the families of these young people. About 1,000 people in Tehran have been charged in connection with the anti-government protests that have engulfed Iran. Authorities have not said how many have been arrested nationwide in the last 40-plus days, but rights activists have put the total at 14,000. What is the fate of these young people? Are they released or are they kept in jail all this time? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Mr. Batchelor. Good to be with you. As you mentioned, thousands have been arrested, and I know people, journalists and news media usually focus on big cities, especially capital city of Tehran. But I do know also in cities like Tabriz and Erbil, thousands have been arrested. In Tabriz alone, more than 2,000 have been arrested. All these arrested youngsters are usually kept in prison unless the prisons are full. Then they take these prisoners to periphery of the city, whatever the government can find, from silo to any depots that they have, they use them to keep him, usually in really bad situation. Torture and beatings is usual.
Are any of them being released? Is there any information from inside the prisons with people who've gotten out?
Some have been released in heavy bonds just because there is no room in prisons. In city of Erbil, I know about 137 people, youngsters, have been released on heavy bonds, cash bonds usually, and with the promise that they have to go back to be prosecuted or go back to court. However, based on the information that the released prisoners gave to activists, more than 200 that they witnessed are still in prison in a small city of Erbil alone. And we can multiply this by, tenfold in big cities like Tehran and Tabriz, Isfahan. Usually, the numbers are far bigger than what it is reported. So we are assuming that upwards of maybe over 30,000 have been arrested.
I see from the photographs that are coming out, despite the intention of the regime to control the internet, that the authorities are using tear gas. Is that effective? Does that scatter the crowds?
Well, it is effective temporarily. It's been used widely in the past demonstrations as well. But the government is hoping just to slow down the demonstrations rather than stop it. They use other tactics like scaring, asking for last day of demonstration on certain day of the weekend, or judiciary coming out and these making statement. These are basically scare tactics. But it doesn't usually work.
We go to the Wall Street Journal reporting in these last hours. Iranian student protesters defied a call to halt demonstrations, which you just indicated, Ahmad, from one of the country's top military commanders, facing down security forces at universities and on the streets. Major General Hossein Salami, the commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the state within a state, directed his warning to young protesters, saying that they had been fooled by Iran's foreign adversaries and that they were risking their future. Today is the end of the riots. Now, I understand that he's making these announcements, but who's the audience? Because clearly the young people are not listening. Is he talking to the people of Iran who have doubts about his authority? Is he talking to his bosses, the mullahs? Who's listening to him say today is the end of the riots?
Well, Mr. Batchelor, they have to come out and say something. They have to try to scare people. And yesterday, or the day before, would have been the last day based on what Salami said. But we also know that after he said that, people still defied his request or order, came out demonstrating, protesting against the government, especially the young and restless crowd in all the universities. Basically, after he said that, all the universities went on protest throughout the country. So it really didn't work.
The university students, are they in any fashion penalized for being in these demonstrations? Do they lose their credibility in the university? Are they thrown out of school? Have you heard anything like that?
Yes, some students have been thrown out of schools, universities, and then the other students protested by sit-ins and then other forms of demonstrations, asking for return of all the students. In fact, one of the slogans is, if you throw a student out, we will make sure that the university is closed down. So that has been done in the past, throwing the students out of school, and it is happening now again.
We look to the future. This is 40 days plus. I've lost count, Ahmed. You probably have a better understanding. Weeks and weeks. At least 6 weeks of this protest. What is the end game? To have the protesters, I understand they're decentralized. There's no one leader of the protest. They're asking for regimes to leave, to depart. What do they want in their protests?
But the slogans are clearly asking for regime change, to regime to go. Obviously, the regime is not going to go this fast. We still have days and weeks and months maybe ahead of us if the protests continue. But it seems to me that more and more government is trying to back down without saying it, without actually announcing it. But they don't know how far can they back down before they pass their own red line. We have the 40th day of death of a young girl by name Hadis Najafi. She was 22 years old, shot 6 times, and was killed during the demonstration 40 days ago, about 40 days ago, 38 days ago. The 40th day in Islamic culture is very important. People come out and mourn, and we think the 40th day of the Hadith Najafi, which is this Saturday, Wednesday and Thursday, would be another round of heavy demonstrations.
So you're expecting demonstrations in all the cities, or is there one city more than any other?
It's usually all the cities, but especially we think the Azerbaijani cities will come out, because Hadith Najafi was an Azerbaijani girl, died in city of Karaj near Tehran.
So initially the protests were about a young woman who was murdered from the Kurdistan province. Now it's from the, what is it called, East Azerbaijan? Is that what it's called, that province?
Yes, it was East Azerbaijan, yes.
I see. And the demonstrations, the Basiji used violence. They opened fire. Is that effective? Do people scatter, or are the Basiji not opening fire? We have about a minute.
No, Basijis do open fire. In fact, some of the Basiji people that are in Basiji uniform are actually IRGC members in Basiji uniform, and they turn around and they give the plain clothes dressing or clothing for Basijis. So we have, in effect, we have Basiji and IRGC heavily involved, but they still haven't been able to stop the demonstrations.
This worked in 2009. I believe it worked again in 2015. In the time we have left, 30 seconds, why isn't it working now, Ahmed? Your opinion?
Well, it's not working because it is widespread. It may still work in the future, but it is widespread. All the ethnic groups are involved, all the cities, all the provinces, young people. These are restless, fearless. So it's not going to work this easy. It may stop them for a while, but that the demonstrators will come back after a while again.
The Basiji's cruelty and sadism is not intimidating the protests. More than 40 days now, and watch for Wednesday and Thursday of this week. Ahmed Obali of Gunaz TV, I'm John Bachelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.